Well, you have more legal protection in buying a tin of beans or a second-hand car than buying a house. It's a real minefield when somebody's spending so much money on that, probably the most money they'll ever spend. And there's lots of pitfalls that you can realize. Like if you buy a washing machine or a Hoover and there's a problem with it, you can get your money back. But with houses, when you buy a house, if there's a problem, you're stuck with it. You don't have any recourse against anybody.
So what can people do to take the various precautions to protect themselves?
Well, if we look at the problems that can come up, the problems are quite common. We can see people have problems with mica, but there's lots of other things there. There's damp, subsidence. About 25% of properties in Donegal, the maths for the property is wrong. And there might be title problems. So what you need to do is when you're going to buy a house, you need to make sure you get a good survey and you need to get everything checked out so that you make sure that there's no problems. And this is if you're buying a second-hand house or you're getting a house built. So you need to make sure you have the right professionals, the right builder. The builder is bonded. He's protected. You've got a good architect. You've got a good site safety so that if there's an accident, it won't come back on you. There's lots of potential problems, but you take good advice and don't feel that spending money on good advice is a cost. It's a safety net for you.
And while there are certain exceptions, basically what you're saying, if you buy a house with any issue at all in it, you're effectively stuck with it.
Yeah, I looked at a title for a client this week, and it's in the BidX1 auction in Dublin next week. And when we looked at the title, we discovered that they're actually only buying half a house because half of the house in the garage isn't on the deed. It's somebody else's land. So you'd be very annoyed if you went and bought a house and paid the full price for it, only to discover after that you didn't own the garden and the garage and the sitting room. And that's the nightmare scenario. When people buy auctions at auctions, you want to be very careful because you're buying on the day. Once the hammer comes down, you have to pay for it. And if you find out if there's something wrong with it after that, you're stuck with it.